All right, and we are back for the next segment of the Paula Price Show. Dr. Price, we have our guest who is on the line. I would love to introduce him, if you don't mind.
Yes.
All right, we have Dr. Apostle, many titles, Craig Ponder, out of Ontario, California. When I tell you this man has an alphabet of letters behind his name, PhD, CEA, CFWC, CKC, and so on. He is not only a successful ordained apostle and an accomplished entrepreneur for over 39 years, but he also holds five professional designations. He has his doctorate in ministry, his DM in biblical studies, and a doctorate of philosophy in theology with an emphasis in economics. Okay, he is now pioneering a global accelerated school of business with a biblical worldview, in a method that is guaranteed to help the body of Christ achieve real financial, personal, and social success in a revolutionary way that has never been done before. So, Dr. Price, this is why he's a part of our event. Dr. Ponder is also a financial educator, retirement expert, and business expert, and is the CEO of the Financial Wealth Coach Incorporated and the author and creator of the Stop Losing Money book, Financial Freedom for Families curriculum, Get Financially Prepared in 68 Days curriculum, and the Are You Prepared Financial Assessment. Huh, see, he's talking your language, Dr. Price. Now, when he is going to be here, he starts saying assessment, he's going to be here at our summit, and he is going to be teaching on apostles being profitable to God in the marketplace. And I love how you bring people on board who have achieved in these arenas. So I would like to welcome to the Paula Price Show for the first time, Dr. Craig Ponder.
Well, blessings to you. So glad to be with you guys. It's an honor and a privilege. And I have my wife, Dr. Darlene, and I have a lot of love and respect for Apostle Dr. Paula Price. And it's by no coincidence that God has brought us together at this time to impact the nations, change the world, and make sure the body of Christ receives their godly inheritance while they're alive. Amen.
Well, I feel the same way, and let me welcome you to the show, and thank you for, because it's kind of early in your neck of the woods, so thank you for getting up early to join us today. How is it going in your part of the world?
You know what, we're so excited. You know, I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw a lady singing a song, "We All Have Problems," and I started laughing. I said, well, if that's what you want, God bless you, but we are succeeding, we're thriving, and we're so excited. There's no greater family than the family of God. It's the greatest family in the universe. And God purposely left us on the earth to wake up, to conquer, to rule and reign, and to enjoy what we call the dolce vita, the good life. So we're just excited. You know, it's a blessing that I can honestly, truly tell you that things are working here in Ontario, California.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I absolutely love Ontario. I was there a few years back. We were there, I think, a couple of times, enjoyed it. Very lovely place.
Yeah.
Had a good time there. So I have to say I'm looking forward to popping over that part of the world again soon. But let's move on so we don't run out of time. But let's move on, and let's talk a little bit about what you feel God is giving you for apostleship and how you feel he's going to begin to migrate us, shift us into his particular agenda right now.
Okay. Well, as I was listening in, I'll be talking about apostles being profitable to God in the marketplace. And what people need to understand is that the marketplace is not a movement. It's simply a sphere of influence within the kingdom of God, which gives us our jurisdiction as sons and daughters of God, as kings and priests. We call them kingdompreneurs, to just step out of the front door of your house and rule and do what God's put you on the earth to do. There are three keys to possessing your godly inheritance. Number one, and these three R's will cause you to progress financially and advance the kingdom of God without delay. And it's going to tie into what you guys were talking about. These three R's, Apostle Price, are revelation, relationships, and the realm of influence. Here's what I tell people. If you have the right relationship, here's the thing. If there's delay in your life and constant setback, you have the wrong relationships. If there's delay and setback, you have no revelation on the kingdom of God as a son and daughter of God or on finances that God has for you. And then lastly, if there's delay in your life, then you're probably in the wrong realm of influence. And let's look at the world for just a split second. right now there's a recession going on, so to speak, but notice that there's no recession going on with the rich and wealthy, Hollywood, athletes, because here's what we have to be able to teach people. I teach my financial clients this. All you have to do is create your own economy. And I teach this. I live this. There's no such thing as a good or bad economy. It's the economy that you and I create for ourselves that matters. That's what Christ did. When he came from heaven to earth, he literally created his own economy. And that's why when he went places, people hollered out, screamed out, touched his garment, because he brought the economy of heaven to a reality that was tangible. And so I think it's very important when we're talking about money, and you wrote a book on this, that money is a spirit, that we have to unspiritualize money. When Christians come into my office, here's what I always tell them. We're not going to pray. We're not going to read no scripture. I can look at your results naturally, and all your problems, all the lack you have, tells me in the spirit realm how spiritual you really are. And you should see the look on their face, because we teach a supernatural formula for natural success. In other words, if I'm a son and daughter of God, and you're a son and daughter of God, and we are, that means that I can operate from a supernatural place, but it shows up in the natural realm, because that's where we live. The kingdom of God is within us, and it's revealed as we walk upon the earth. It's revealed within us and what we do, how we do it. That's what I believe.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know that what I feel is too dissimilar, but can you speak to the fact that there are other variables that, let's say, conduct, let's say, morality, let's say, faithfulness, loyalty. I mean, even something as simple as tithing could also contribute to that state of existence?
Well, absolutely. But if we look at the scripture, the answer is yes. But if we look at Matthew 6:33, he didn't mention those other things. He said, seek first the kingdom of God. And those things that you mentioned are within the kingdom. But let's be honest, for years, we've been doing those things, and we have no natural results. So let's go back to the first thing that Apostle Paul had to do constantly throughout his ministry was what? Establish this apostolic authority, okay? So you and your team and your staff and what you're doing, you're trying to get people to understand what authority is all about. See, here's what I tell people. Before I became a Christian apostle of Christ, I understood authority and I understood honor, okay? So the reason why I'm still alive today, because I understood that back in the world. The problem we have today is that Christians, church members, have been programmed, trained, taught by pastors, which I'm not taking anything away from them, but we have to realize that until we can embrace, accept, honor the ministry and office of apostles and prophets, there's a lot of things that will not be released to us because we either don't have the government, the time, the understanding. So it's extremely important to realize that these ministries and offices carry upgrade. So if we're tithing, and we're living right, but you don't have someone that has authority to help release these things, you don't have enough lifetime to live to try to figure it out. In other words, we have to shorten the learning curve. And so here, let me say this. The 20th century church was real big on evangelism. Why? We were trying to usher Christ's return. Now, he ain't come back yet, so guess what the 21st century church, that's us, we have to be real big on equipping, which is what your summit is about, which is what your whole ministry is about. We've been evangelized, we've been taught, we've been preached to, but now we have to understand what are we getting equipped for? For kingdom purposes, not necessarily for church participation purposes. Yeah, so we have to understand we got to be equipped to go out and do something, not just getting trained to sit and wait.
Well, you know, I happen to agree with you, but, sometimes we just want to make sure that we give people the broadest possible perspective, because in conversations like this, you'll agree, in conversations like this, you don't get a lot of time to clarify your point or things like that, but I wanted to do that. But now let me ask you, what is it that you feel you will bring to this year's event that is not just relevant or relative, and not even just instructional, but that is catalytic for those who attend?
That's a great question. What I'm going to bring, I love your theme. Your theme is where we are, what we face, and taking the lead. I'm going to come and I'm going to be able to impart. I'm going to be able to activate and release the people of God into their assignment, their sphere of influence, because I'm going to impart a present-day truth that will, by way of revelation, I'm going to be able to help activate them for kingdom purposes and what is their 21st century assignment. And then number three, I'm going to be able to help release them in their assignment or their sphere of influence. And here's the thing. We're going to have about a month and a half left for the end of the year. What I find interesting is while the church is waiting for New Year's Eve service, there's still millions of dollars on the table to succeed and create a great revenue of success and opportunity to go out by the end of the year. And so one of the things that we want to help the people do, your audience and the attendees, is be able to leverage that last part of the year and now wait for 2016, but to get what they couldn't do in 2015 and take it with them into 2016.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And I'm sure that we're going to do it because you'll be joining us, myself. We have trainers. We're going to have think tanks, roundtables. It's going to be very powerful. And I want to say to everyone listening, I think he brought up something that we should pay attention to, and that is that, you know, money is not about an office. It's not about a ministry call. Making a living, doing well in life, that is covenantal. That is what God covenanted for us to do. So if you don't get it in your mind, well, I don't need to go because it says apostolic, because I'm telling you right now, God is shifting, and this thing is going to be more apostolic than you've ever dreamed it to be as God positions his apostles and gets them in place. But he has to have apostolic Christians that come alongside and that undergird what we're doing. Because how evangelists think and how apostles think, two different things. Evangelicals are, let's save the world, and it's about soul winning. And that's good. That's needful, because if we don't win souls, we'll never populate the kingdom. But apostles want to take you to that next level and say it's also about not only soul winning, but it's about people's sanctification. The sanctification of God's people. So I wanted to say that to our listeners so that they understand what you're offering is not about a ministry office or anything like that. It's about the covenant of Jesus Christ and getting you in a position where God can't say no. And I don't care what anybody says, there are things in our life that can make him say no. But what if we just learn how to get that mess out of our lives, or how to get that wisdom in our souls so that we can tap in? Because it is our inheritance, we can tap in without hindrance.
That's awesome. Can I say this, Apostle Paul?
Yes.
Here I think is part of our challenge, and correct me if I'm wrong, or tell me whether you agree or don't agree, but I think we've got, for time's sake, I'm not going to be able to mention the six greatest problems of what we've done. I have six greatest mistakes that the 20th century church has made, and you'll have to come to the summit for me to be able to release those to you. But let me say this. I think two things. One, when we talk about apostles being profitable to God in the marketplace, that's twofold. It has to first be personally, and secondly, it's got to work into the lives of the people and the territories that we've been assigned to. Now, here's what a point I want to make. I think one of the greatest errors that we've made and that the church is making is that we're trying to make the kingdom of God a Christian kingdom or a Jewish kingdom, and it's neither, because it's an eternal kingdom that supersedes all culture and all religion. So when we step into the marketplace or into the kingdom of God as a son and daughter of God, there's acceleration, there's momentum. I love what you just said. We got to get ourselves in a position where God can't say no to us. And when we understand that this kingdom comes from outside the realm called time, your ignorance, your lack of your education, your mistakes, now let's be honest, let's keep it real. You got to live right. You got to do right. You know, I tell people that come to my office, financial advisors, if you don't have what your mama put in you as a little boy, it doesn't just magically show up as an adult. There are basics that we have to have, respect, honor, and things like that. But I love what you said. When we're in the kingdom of God, it is our equalizer. It's where God reveals himself through us as his sons and daughters. And so my thing is, I believe that your summit is going to be a catalyst, and I thank God for you, because there's not a lot of people still willing to do what you're doing. And let's be honest, the results have not worked, because we've done conferences, we've taken money, we've raised up offerings, but yet the people of God are still stuck and there's no progress. So I believe what you're talking about, where we are, what we face and taking the lead. I mean, this is what I live for, and we're going to be able to teach the people through these roundtables, through impartation, through prophetic ministry, through impartation, and I'm going to be able to share with the people of God that come. You gave me a prophetic word in 2008, and you said you're going from millions to billions. I'm going to be able to share when I come there what happened with that prophetic word and how it was activated. So here's what I want to tell the listeners. If you receive the prophetic word from Apostle Paula, from any one of her ministry staff, or many of her prophets throughout the years, and it has not come to pass, I encourage you to get to this summit, because when I share the testimony of how the prophetic word came to pass, it'll blow your mind, because many of you, your words haven't come to pass because you're not in proper alignment and covenant with apostles, the right apostles and prophets.
That's a powerful statement. Well, we've had, this is a great time that we've had. I want to encourage you all to go to the site. Bring your team. You know, one of the things that God said to me when we started getting ready for this thing is that, you know, you have to bring your team, because a lot of you leaders may say, I have what he says. I already do that. But, you know, your people don't. Your people are living an entirely different existence than you are. And so you want to get to a place where you bring your team so that we can undergird what you've been saying. Bring your leaders. If you have a building program slated for 2016, 2017, you need to get them at this event. If you have a major purchase, major renovations or acquisitions that you want to have, you need to bring your people so that they're on the same page with you. Because I know as a leader, I've had the vision all day long, and my people are like, but you don't understand, I'm not meeting my so-and-so, or I can't see that, or that's just too big for our church, or we're just too little for that, or whatever. You want to bring your team, you want to bring your students, you want to bring your apostolic prophetic network and your intercessors, because those are the people who God always starts with to make big things happen. And so as we begin to wrap up today, I want to thank Apostle Craig for coming today, for spending this time. Yeah. I enjoyed it. And for those of you who don't know, just go to Facebook. He put it on our Facebook. Go to his website. Yeah. This man has an amazing, amazing product and amazing institutions for you. So go look him up and see how it's going. Apostle Craig, we're going to see you in a few weeks.
Yes, you are. Amen. I'm looking forward to it. And there's going to be change and an upgrade being released. Can I pray real quick over the audience?
You sure can.
Father, we thank you for the listeners. I come against the spirit of procrastination, the spirit of fear, the spirit of poverty, the spirit of religion and tradition and racism that would grip the people. And Father God, we release an openness over heaven, over these people's lives. We thank you, Father God, for increase. We thank you for upgrade. Father, I thank you right now. Let peace and a surety come to these listeners. Father God, anybody that's on the fence, Father God, regarding the finances, regarding their schedule, Father, I pray that you speak to them, Father. And Father, I just pray right now for this event, for this summit, Father God, it will be like no other. Let the budget be met the first day, Father. We pray, Father God, let it be impacted. Let there be increase, Father. Let there be miraculous, supernatural grace, momentum, and revelation, Father. Father, as we travel and as we fly into town, as the intercessors are interceding, Father God, let the realm of mysteries be opened, Father. Father God, let transactions take place, Father. Let business be conducted, Father. Let properties, Father God, be purchased, Father. And Father, we thank you for the shift now. We thank you for pastors, Father God. Speak to them. More importantly, speak to the pastors' wives, Father, to say, look, we need this. We need this change, Father. I pray, Father God, right now that we come against the spirit of competition. We come against the spirit of being skeptical, Father, and let there be a supernatural element unlike before upon this, Father. And we thank you for the ministry office of the apostle. We thank you for Dr. Paula Price, her prophets, her staff, her daughters, Father God. And we just thank you, Father. Let momentum, I release a spirit of momentum and acceleration and excitement like never before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now that is a powerful, powerful prayer. Thank you so much. I'm glad you prayed it. It gripped me. I'm hooked. And so I'm glad you prayed it. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless you, Apostle.
Yes, you will. God bless you. All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.